the most popular form of dividend in our market is actually cash dividends.
What's a dividend and how should an investor be thinking about dividends?
Basically, dividends is any distribution which is made to the owners of the business from the business concern.
How do you go about selecting dividend paying counters if your interest is in getting this dividend gain?
We normally say that yesterday's pattern can be tomorrow's signals. So when you look at company has paid dividend for the last 5 years, you can easily predict that there's a high possibility that they are going to pay dividends.
We look at redeploy, you know, how to use your dividend, how to deploy that. Do you take it as a reward? I mean, maybe go to the Maldives, it's sizable enough.
Especially for young investors, you should, we call it plowing back your dividends. You plow back. The beauty of plowing back is that you don't need new cash to in.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Make Money the Podcast, the show where we not only tell you but also show you what's happening to your money and what could happen. And as always, this is guided by conversations with the experts of money. And happy to introduce the topic of this week before introducing the guest. Now, many times you tend to think of shares, you think of entering a position at 10 shillings a share, 20 shillings a share, and making money by that price going up. Say you bought a share at 10 shillings, you exit at 20 shillings, you've made 10 shillings more, or you've doubled your investment in this case. But there's always the flip side that we never happen to talk about as much as should be, and this is dividends. And today we talk about the dividend play and how do you set yourself up to make money from a stock, not just from share price appreciation, but also from the dividend play. And what we've seen is for the year ended December 2025, we've seen quite the improvement in dividend payouts for banks. Our numbers here are showing us that on average, banks have increased their dividend payout per share to around 34%. For the 34%, you'd look at the top gainers here in this dividend play. The first has been, of course, KCB, which paid a special dividend after the sale of National Bank of Kenya. So its total dividend payout has been up about 133%. But on average, you are seeing a double-digit growth in dividend across all the banking counters. And to have this conversation on how to get set and to reap from gains of dividend investing, I'm happy to introduce the guests for this week. And I'm happy to have Mr. Joseph Mureithi. He's a senior research analyst at AIB Axis Africa. He's a local stock brokerage here. And Mr. Mureithi, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Kev.
And we begin first. I've tried to set as much context as I can. But the first question, of course, is what's a dividend and how should an investor be thinking about dividends?
Okay, thank you for that question. So to start with, businesses usually endeavor to return value to shareholders. And one of the ways that businesses do return value to shareholders or the owners of the business is through dividends. So basically, dividends is any distribution which is made by the to the owners of the business from the business concern. And dividend do usually take different forms and different shapes. And some of the types of dividend that are paid to investors is bonds, also stocks, as well as property. But the most popular form of dividend in our market is actually cash dividends. So cash dividends is whereby a company pays the owners of the business cash as form of dividend. And usually most of this cash dividend made to investors is usually derived from earnings. So take an example, a company which has a 10 million shares in the market made a profit of 100 million. So, and then the board sits down and decides from this 100 million, we are going to set aside 20 million for a rainy day, and then we are going to put hold, let's say, 40 million because of expansion purposes. This leaves at 40 million, which would be distributed to investors in terms of dividends. And that is one of the most popular a dividend which is known in our market. However, we also have another type of dividend, which is the special dividend. This is the type of dividend which is normally derived if the board of management sits down and assesses the business needs, then decides that we are going to sell this property, which normally a property or a business normally called the divestment. And then once we get this money, we are going to pass it on to the shareholders or the owners of the business through a special dividend. This is not normally predictable compared to the other type of dividend because it does not happen often. But for this type of dividend, investors can actually position themselves for this type of dividend. For example, last year when KCB management said that they are going to, they are at the tail end of selling NBK to Access Bank of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was a good signal that maybe something might come in form of dividend, and actually it came through.
Let's go back again to the context and look at why perhaps many people tend not to think about the dividend, as opposed to, you know, you get to see a lot of analysis around the share price gains. You know, someone tells you, I invested this share is now up year to date 10%, 40%, 50%. How come we don't think much about dividend? Is it something that has been lost on us?
When there's a strong bull run in the market, people actually shift their focus from dividend to capital gains. So that's when you'll see most of the analysis that comes out in the market, people will say the discount are made, moved from, let's say, 20 bob to 30 bob. That's a 50% gain. This convention that does not come out more oftenly when you're in a bull run is because when the share price goes up, it dilutes the dividend yield. And so there's a movement of focus from the dividend conversation or the dividend story to the capital gain story.
So let's move now to selecting counters that will pay us a dividend. Now, the classic ways is to look at a company that has historically paid a dividend. So you find the data that historically tells you this company has over time, say, going back 5 years, 10 years, has always paid a dividend. And of course, that would mean leaving out companies that also do not pay a dividend or that maybe stopped at one point in time. How do you go about selecting dividend paying counters if your interest is in getting this dividend gain?
That's a good question. So I believe we normally say that yesterday's pattern can be tomorrow's signal. So it's actually true that when you look at historical dividend payouts of some counters, you can actually be in a position to make an investment decision in regards to dividends. When you look at a company has paid dividend for the last 5 years, you can easily predict that there's a high possibility that they are going to pay dividends in coming years. Of course, these dividends are derived from earnings. So the most important thing to look is earnings, because it's from these earnings that you can be able to say that actually this company is in a capacity to pay dividends. And of course, when you're looking at a short-term perspective, let's say you are looking dividends for the next 1 year, earnings are actually very important, because let's say a company has had a dividend payout ratio of 80%. Then in this particular year, the earnings have dropped. Let's say they've dropped from by 20%. If they still maintain the 80% payout ratio, it means that if the dividends, yes, they will be coming, but there's a possibility that the dividends are going to be trimmed. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ways of looking how you can position yourself for dividends earnings. And also for companies which maybe had paid dividends earlier and stopped along the way, there's what we call the guidance from the management. Management usually give guidance on the dividend prospects, when they expect to return to paying dividends, or when they think that they are going to start paying dividends.
Do you rely on the same guidance for a company that has never paid? You know, you look at a company, it's never paid a dividend over the course of its listing or its life, but then you want to fancy they might pay somewhere down the line. Is it the same guidance that might inform you, hey, this company has never paid any dividend, so there are no ratios to look at, but you still want to position yourself? So that guidance then becomes important in knowing that, hey, company X might begin paying a dividend next year or the year after, let me buy now.
You can think about the policy or the dividend policy for the company. It guides to know that this company is going to make profits, and there's a guidance policy that says when you make a profit of, let's say, X, 80% of this of the earnings is going to go to dividends. Then you might think of, let's say, listening to what the management is saying. We've had is in some instances where a company has gone for has been a drought of not paying dividends for some time. Then the investors are asking, are we going to get some dividends in the next so years? Then it would be important to listen to what the management is saying, and also look at the earnings. They might be saying this, of course, there's that part that they want to instill confidence to the shareholders. But of course, earnings should, the trajectory of earnings should be the biggest guidance or signal to whether this company is going to actually pay dividends. Yeah. Yes.
So let's turn to some ratios, and there are quite a number of ratios to look at here. So I'll set some context here. There's a dividend payout ratio, which is a percentage of earnings that a company decides to distribute. Say a company make 1 billion shillings, they might decide we'll distribute 50% of whatever we make back to our shareholders. That becomes your a key ratio that is called the dividend payout ratio. Now we have the dividend yield, which I want us to delve on here, where it's how much are you making based on how much perhaps you had invested. If you own 100 shares, you bought them for 10 shillings and you're getting 20 cents dividend, then you work out that ratio. Now I want us to simplify these. I know the ratios can be quite complicated, but how should we be thinking of dividend yields and its relationship with how much money am I actually able to make at the end of the day?
Normally, for investors, there's two ways to look at it. There's from the dividend perspective, the dividend yield perspective, as well as the absolute cash perspective. So let's say, for example, today you have a high degree of certainty that the dividend that is going to be paid by a certain company falls within this range. This means you can be able to predict the place a bet on the dividend. You say the dividend yield might be this when I'm entering this counter. So when you're looking at the dividend yields, let's say one counter has a dividend yield of 10%, another one has a dividend yield of 15%. If you are an investor and you have 1 million, on one hand, you'll get, let's say, 100,000. On the other hand, you'll get 150,000. If you invest both 1 million, 1 million, of course, dividends are subject to withholding tax. And then, of course, there's the other way of looking at it in terms of absolute return. And you look at our market, it's very, I could say it's a big lover of dividends. And actually, when you look at the whole market, the counter which trades at the actively trades at the highest price is the counter which pays the most dividend.
Then I know BAT would be one of them in this case.
It's actually BAT. Yeah. And then when you zoom to the banking sector stocks, of course, the counter which pays the highest dividend is Standard. When it trades at the highest price, and of course those counters which pay less dividends, also the trading price is usually lower compared to those that pay high dividends. So there's that trade-off between dividend yield, dividend, and price. And of course, when you look at the dividend, the market usually rewards those counters which pay good dividends. You'll see whenever a higher dividend is paid and it excites the market, it reflects to the share price, and the share price usually goes up. So it's that trade-off. But when you are investing and you have a good certainty of the dividend that is going to be paid, you would go more on the dividend yield, because it helps you make decision or see what options are there in the market, and actually helps you to choose which is the best counter to go for.
For some people, they might understand the ratios, or they understand the working out. You know, you look at the position you entered a stock, the dividend you're likely to get, and work it out. For some people, I know they like it simple. I don't want to do a lot of math. I don't want to have to calculate. I'm buying stocks over time. I may not know my direct, you know, my average buying price. So sometimes I just want to know that I hold 3,000 shares of Safaricom, and every year I get X amount as a payout. Is there a case for simplifying it to that level where, you know, don't worry too much, especially for people who buy shares over time? You know, you buy 10 today, 1,000 tomorrow, the next time you have more money, or the share price has come much lower, you can afford to buy 4,000, 5,000 shares, and then maybe you just now look at it as a lump sum payment without indulging too much in the ratios. Is there a case for that here?
This one would go much to you as an investor having a target before investing. Let's say you are looking, instead of looking at the ratios, you look at what you would want to get at the end of the day. So when you are entering into a counter, you know that there's a high possibility, I want this much from this counter, and this has been the historical payouts through the years. So there's a possibility that my dividend is going to range between X and Y. So when I'm entering, I will enter in an amount that is going to yield to that target that I had in mind when I was investing.
So a couple of more questions to go. We know how the stock market works. It's up today, it's down tomorrow, and you know, over time you have to find the balance. Do you see then thinking about dividends as a good hedge? Because like you said, in a bull run, we tend to ignore the dividends and the yield and whatnot and look at the share price. But again, if prices are going down, then there lies the opportunity for dividends. Should we be thinking of dividends as a hedge that I've gotten to this counter, there's a determined payout, or at least some thought around how much I can make off without even selling my position. Can it be a good hedge in investing in stocks for you?
For a prudent investor, it's usually good to have a cocktail of a good mixed portfolio, a cocktail of capital gains and dividend yield. And because, you know, the bull run will not always be there in the market. There are instances where the share price, will start going down. And if you entered, let's say you had a short-term investment horizon where you entered and you had the idea that I'm going to enter, capitalize on the capital gains, then leave the market. If the stocks start going down and then you're in need of this money that you invested in, you expected that you are going to exit at a certain point, it means that you are going to exit at a loss. But if you have you have chosen counters, quality counters, which have dividend, a good dividend proposition, it means that even if the share price goes down, of course, you'll have something to go home with in terms of dividends. So it's always good to make sure that you have a good balance of capital gain stocks as well as dividend stocks, so that you can balance out when the share price goes down. Of course, you can get something from dividends.
So finally, Mr. Joseph, we look at redeploy, you know, how to use your dividend, how to deploy that. Do you take it as a reward? I mean, maybe go to the Maldives, it's sizable enough. For me, maybe I might recommend Shell. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been there, by the way, you could consider doing that. Or do I reinvest my dividends so that over time I'm counting my capital gains in addition to, you know, how much I've also made from dividends, and retaining that and reinvesting it in the stock? What would you recommend here?
All investors should reinvest their dividends. So if you've not been investing your dividends, it's time to start doing that. I know there's that human element that tells you, of course, this is a reward to me. I've been working hard. I invested in these stocks. Why not get something to reward myself? Especially for young investors, you should, we call it plowing back your dividends. You plow back. The beauty of plowing back is that you don't need new cash to invest, because you are going to use this cash you are getting as dividends and invest in the stock market. Then, for young investors, when you continue plowing back your dividends, your portfolio will continue growing, and over time you'll have a very tangible portfolio. But I would say for those investors who have had their past their best working years, they should treat dividends more of a reward, because of course when you are young you are working so hard, so it's time to reap those dividends that you planted. Then you would treat it more of like a pension, a reward to you, because of course you are not actually in a position to be committed in multiple activities which are generating income to you, so you can treat them more of a reward or income to you, maybe a passive income. And then I would say there are actually people who live off dividends. They invested long, and then in the later stages of their life, then they are living off this dividend. So it's actually good to look dividends more from a perspective of reinvesting rather than more of income.
So from the man himself, Joseph, reinvest your dividends. So Mr. Joseph, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. And that has been Mr. Joseph Mureithi. He's a senior research analyst at AIB Axis Africa, which is a local stock brokerage here. And that has been another episode of Make Money the Podcast. My name is Kefa Muirore, and until I catch you on the next episode, as always, remember to make your money work for you. Goodbye.